Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And it's like listening to the voice of Osama bin Laden from beyond the grave. Today, West Point's Combating Terrorism Center released 17 out of the thousands of documents seized from the al-Qaeda leader's Abbottabad compound in Pakistan after he was killed during that Navy SEAL raid last year. Among the documents, letters written by bin Laden in which he worried about how to manage the sprawling al-Qaeda groups, how to keep them in line. Hans Nichols is Bloomberg News White House correspondent. Hans, you've seen these documents. Overall, what sort of picture do you take from, again, these 17 documents?
I guess it's the immediacy that jumps out at me. I mean, some of these were right up to the moment that he was killed. So these 17 letters, and it's important to note that, it is, as you did, this is just a small fraction of the documents and the intel that was seized from that compound. But these 17 letters are from 2006 to 2011. And you have commentary on things like the Arab Spring, on, you know, not settling for some sort of, you know, half deal, that these revolutionaries should keep pushing and keep pushing for full Islamic states. Some of these things are so immediate, that's kind of what jumps out at me right away.
Yeah, well, and continue with what you're seeing, because we're reading, for instance, one in which he writes, "I plan to release a statement that we're starting a new phase to correct," and then in parentheses, "the mistakes we made." What is he talking about?
I think throughout you see concern, especially with the affiliate groups, that A, bin Laden didn't control the affiliate groups, and B, that the affiliate groups were attacking fellow Muslims. And I think that's something that you see throughout, both sort of a theological problem and a moral one of attacking fellow Muslims, but also the PR aspect of it. I think overall what you see from this is that bin Laden was very sensitive to public perceptions. It almost reads like a branding document at times, talking about changing the name of al-Qaeda, so the U.S. war on al-Qaeda could be something more like, you know, a war on something that was a little more fluffy and had more sort of pro-Muslim or pan-Muslim aspects to it.
Well, you speak of the different al-Qaeda groups. There's documents from bin Laden's advisor, the American Adam Gadan. In one, he urges him to disassociate al-Qaeda from the acts of the spin-off operation in Iraq. In another, he writes about American media. Again, this is al-Qaeda spokesman Adam Gadan. He cites 60 Minutes as an important news program. He singles out Brian Ross of ABC as someone who covers terrorist activities. What's the sense, you know, that you get of they might have been isolated in Pakistan, but very much in touch with the world?
Well, it's a little bit of both, right? So you see isolation, but you also see from that isolation, and they're almost looking through a straw at the U.S. and getting an incomplete picture, drawing conclusions from that. So elsewhere in the report, there's a desire to assassinate the president, in part so that Vice President Joe Biden could become president, and then in bin Laden's view, Biden is, you know, uniquely, manifestly unqualified for the presidency.
Utterly unprepared is the quotation.
Yeah, right. Now, you know, we can all have debates about Joe Biden and where he stands on the political spectrum, but the man was a senator for over 30 years. He's well-versed in most national security issues. He is a senator with a portfolio that's quite broad and quite thick in terms of international affairs. So there's an attempt there to be an analysis of American culture, and in this case, American politics, but I discount a lot of it, and that it doesn't seem to ring true to me.
And there were reportedly, as we said, thousands of documents seized. Do we have any way of knowing if these were cherry-picked to kind of put bin Laden in the worst light, because he does seem sort of admitting mistakes and trying to reorganize?
That's a reasonable assumption, but I couldn't say for certain without knowing what the entire data set looked like. But if you try to think of 17 other letters that showed al-Qaeda in worse light, you'd kind of be hard-pressed to come up with some. You have upset with, sort of frustration with the Iranians. You have frustration with the Pakistanis, people that potentially could have alliances with al-Qaeda. You have great frustration with all the affiliate groups. If this is not the dirtiest laundry of al-Qaeda, I'd be curious to see what could be dirtier.
Hans Nichols, Bloomberg News White House correspondent, on the 17 documents that were seized from the Osama bin Laden compound last year that have now been released. We've posted them at hereandnow.org. It is fascinating reading, and I'm sure people will be coming up with further analysis as we get to look more closely at them. But for today, Hans Nichols, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.